Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. A Northfield wrestling coach has been charged with three counts of misdemeanor domestic assault and one count of malicious punishment of a child stemming from the athletic performance of a minor with whom he was working. Jesse Graber, age 48 of Northfield, faces six misdemeanor charges related to two separate incidents in which he allegedly abused an 18-year-old with an electrical cord and a child with a belt. According to a criminal complaint filed in Dakota County, an 18-year-old accuser told police in October that Graber had whipped him with a vacuum cord for an extended amount of time. Published reports said police documented many marks on his body and a large area of buttocks that looked, quote, raw with missing skin, unquote. A second complaint that was filed this past February said Dakota County deputies received a report that Graber had abused a child by hitting them with a belt. Court documents said the victim told investigators that Graber was upset with their performance in a wrestling match. Graber has also been charged with two counts of violating a no-contact order after it was reported that he was virtually ignoring the order, routinely violating it, and intimidating his victims to the point where they were too afraid of retaliation to report the violation. According to Fox 9 News in the Twin Cities, USA Wrestling revoked Graber's membership following an investigation, and he is not eligible for reinstatement. Graber was charged and taken into custody on Wednesday. He was released after posting bail at $5,000. His next court date is set for next Wednesday, the 24th, in Hastings. Northfield Chief of Police Mark Elliott has announced that he will retire at the end of September. Throughout his tenure as chief, Elliott has been transparent about his career timeline, even discussing his plan to call it a career in 2024 when he went through the chief hiring process in 2020. He has, however, agreed to extend his career a few months longer than he had anticipated in order to help the city through the process of hiring his replacement. Law enforcement has become a more difficult job over the course of Elliott's tenure. There are far fewer people entering the profession today, and Elliott said he does not expect the pool of prospects to take his job to be as deep as it would have been even a few years ago. He pointed to the recent job search for a new chief of police in Savage. 8 qualified candidates applied for the job, he said, where in years past that number would have been closer to 80. Brooklyn Center has been advertising for a new chief of police with apparently no qualified candidates applying. Elliott said he has prepared Northfield city staff and the city council for a different experience than in previous years, but he also had some suggestions for them.
I am somewhat familiar with processes that were used other places and kind of gave him some suggestions on what I thought worked well for both recruitment and making sure that we're reaching out appropriate places and making contacts with folks, advertising in the right place where we're going to find folks that are qualified. So some suggestions with that.
Another facet to the process, he said, will be involvement from the community. Plans are in place to ask people from the Northfield School District and nonprofit organizations like Community Action Center and Healthy Community Initiative to participate. And with positive experiences in other projects, he said members of the general public will be asked to participate as well.
Back in 2020, we had rewritten and adopted a new policy manual at that time, and we had community involvement on that. And I led us through that, and it was really a great process. And we've got some great ideas, opinions, perspectives from people in the community, so we want to be sure we carry that into this as well.
Chief Elliott said the job has been posted to the City of Northfield website. While he believes there are qualified internal candidates, he is unsure if anyone from within the department will apply. The application deadline is May 17th. And the chair of the Northfield School Board, Claudia Gonzalez-George, has announced that she will seek re-election to the board in November. Gonzalez-George was elected to the board in the 2020 election with the largest vote total of any of the school board candidates and was named board chair just 2 years later. She is a former educator with three children who attended Northfield schools and is believed to be the first member of Northfield's Latinx community to serve on the board. Currently, Gonzalez-George is the executive assistant to St. Olaf College Provost Marcy Sorter. Gonzalez-George said that she prides herself on being dependable, honest, patient, and a problem solver, all traits that have served her well on the school board. Her priorities as the board chair are student success, not just in academics, but in extracurricular activities and mental health as well. It is important, she said, that the board work collaboratively with Northfield Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. She would also like to maintain a continual anti-racism effort. And she said she wants to keep her voice at the table, influencing school culture for the students in the Northfield Public Schools and the school district community's future. I care about our community's children, she said. We are a community that values education and opportunity for all stakeholders. There will be 4 school board seats on the ballot in November. Gonzalez-George is the first incumbent to announce that she is running. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.